Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
This is Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and every couple of weeks or so, we get together and look at a cocktail. Usually, we kind of look at news reports, too, to see what's going on that might put you in mind of a cocktail. So what were you reading this time?
Oh, all about those cherries that got dumped up in Traverse City area.
Right, because of the cherry marketing board and trying to keep prices up, but a lot of people were appalled.
I know I was, because I have the perfect thing to do with all those extra cherries.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I like to make brandied cherries in the summer and use those all year long in cocktails. Brandied cherries are way more delicious than those artificially flavored and colored things we call maraschino cherries, and they really make cocktails amazing.
Is that a complicated recipe? How do you do that?
No, it's actually really easy. You're going to take one part of sugar, so say half a cup of sugar, half a cup of water, throw in a cinnamon stick or some cardamom pods or some cloves if you like it, bring it up to a boil on your stove. As soon as it boils and all the sugar dissolves, just turn it off. You can let it sit for a little while to let those cinnamon and clove absorb into the simple syrup, so maybe 5 minutes. Then you're going to add a cup of brandy or some other kind of spirit that you like. Could be bourbon or rye. And then you're just going to pour that over some cherries in a canning jar. Let it cool to room temperature, then store it in the refrigerator, and it'll keep you in cherries for a good long time.
How long do they keep?
They'll definitely keep for a few months. If they start getting shriveled up and bubbly and don't taste very good, throw them away. But I've kept mine around for a while. I couldn't really give you an exact shelf life. Use your nose and your tongue.
And what do you use the cherries in?
Well, the drink that we think of when we think of a cherry garnish is the Manhattan cocktail. And this isn't really a great summer cocktail, but it is going to be a great cocktail in the fall when you'll still have these cherries around.
I know in one of your classes one time we had a Manhattan lab, which was fascinating how many different variations. So it's a flexible drink to a degree, but always tasty.
Absolutely. And today I made for you the classic Manhattan recipe. And so that's just two parts of rye whiskey, one part of sweet vermouth, two dashes of Angostura bitters, and we're going to stir that with some ice till it's good and chilled. Pour it into a glass and garnish it with those brandy cherries.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks.
Cheers.